Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks at some internal strife within the Honolulu Fire Department. Reporter Stuart Yurton joins us to talk about his story. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, wow, some of this stuff seems like it's been simmering for a while, huh?
Yes, it has been simmering for a while, and the firefighters, these are rescue workers specifically, have really been and pushing back and opposing this, and the fire chief has been trying to move ahead with this this idea, this plan to create a third rescue unit for Oahu as a rescue command.
Do we know where that might be? Might it be placed?
We're not sure exactly. I think that part would need to be worked out. The two commands they've had previously were on two different parts of the island, and they've sort of moved those around too, as we reported, into quarters that the firefighters say just aren't really nice and weren't really designed for firefighters to be, you know, where they live for a week or so at a time. So they're really concerned about it. And again, we've seen these, they're trailers and moldy and, you know, water damage and stuff like that. Kind of one's a makeshift kitchen in the basement of one of the fire stations. So it's really quite a concerning situation for the firefighters.
So what does the chief say about the move with these commands? Because I understand that there's some concern that maybe this could be thought of as retaliation for the pushback.
Exactly. So just for background, so they have two commands now doing rescue work here, and these are very specialized. You know, we see them a lot. We hear about the helicopters getting people from trails, but they do other stuff too, which we can talk about. So there are two. The chief wants to set up, Chief Nevis wants to set up a third. He says they need it for redundancy and just to have an extra one in case the two are tied up. That's the situation now. The chief says that we had to move these folks because of COVID. So they wanted to move them out of their typical fire stations and have them more isolated to protect them, because there are only two, and it makes a lot of sense to – it could make a lot of sense to say, well, we want to keep these protected. The problem is the quarters are, like I said, not very nice. I've seen pictures, and one of them was found by an environmental consulting firm to be uninhabitable because of mold, and they said you guys should move out immediately. So the firefighters are saying, look, this is retaliation for us pushing back against the chief.
So do we know how long this idea has been in the planning?
It's been in the planning for a while, since before the COVID situation arose. So they have been, the chief has wanted this. I believe at least since October. I know they haven't had official training since October. The assistant chief I spoke to, Chief Brataco, said that they could do training on their own. But they haven't had any official training since October, as this idea has been starting to be pushed forward.
Right. From what I understand from reading your story, that the rescue captains, I mean, they're concerned about safety, right? Making sure that
yes,
that whoever is in this new unit is trained properly.
Yes, that's exactly right. So the issue is that they do very specialized work. They're lifting people from trails on using helicopters and ropes. They do some other things that are really, really technical, confined space rescues where they have to have oxygen and air quality sensors that they take with them. And again, the training is very, very technical. It's very risky work. And the firefighters are saying, look, we need to make sure we all know what we're doing. We need to make sure everybody on a team knows what they're doing, or a firefighter could get killed or hurt, or a member of the public could get killed or hurt.
Right, and they did have that one death of the firefighter, the fire rescue Cliff Rigsby, who was very well known, and he was a veteran, but he still got killed in this jet ski accident.
Right, and the argument there, again, one of the captains, Dean Stoll, who's opposing this, you know, he was outspoken about that accident and said, look, we lowered the standards for firefighters doing jet skis, and that happened. He's saying we don't want the same thing to happen again if we push and rush to bring on this new unit. He's very, very outspoken, saying we could have the same problem again.
Okay, and we understand that these fire rescue captains have reached out to council member Tommy Waters to try and get some relief. So we'll have to watch to see how that plays out.
Right. So there is a bill. It would impose some requirements on the fire chief, which would effectively slow this down. He'd have to come up with some policies and procedures for training that would really put a lid on this for a while at least.
Okay. Well, we'll have to watch this one. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.